Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
We need a wider
gate. We need a wider door.
I'm here to tell you.
We need a wider seat. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Oh. Never mind. Yeah. Oh. Reminds me of a cartoon. I'll have to show it to you. This old boy building an outhouse, and he had a his and hers.
Oh, yeah.
He never knew what hit him.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's when the fight started.
That's exactly when the fight started. Yeah. Let's have a little poetry here.
Yes,
you
please.
Betcha.
Yes.
The late Larry McCorder is riding along with us. This is the Gate Session.
The sun had given up the quest of melting off the snow and crawled off in defeat behind a hill. He took his shadows with him when he finally had to go and left the world locked in a grayish chill. The frosty air grew bolder, knowing it had won the day. Its foe outlasted, it was free to roam the twilight unimpeded as two riders made their way at a steady walk a half a mile from home. A cold and hungry, angry boy had had enough of this. He knew they'd get there quicker if they'd trot, or better yet, elope. But Dad, whose vote outnumbered his, suggested it was better that they not. The lights of hearth and home shone bright, yet seemed to never near. I never knew a horse could move so slow. Each steaming breath bore curses, but not loud where Dad could hear. It wouldn't hurt me what he didn't know. Consumed with cold and anger and with fingers going numb, I barely noticed we had reached the gate which led into the old home trap. Then Dad's colt acted dumb and added 15 minutes to the wait. I logged my millionth hour watching circle, spin, and turn. This 8-year-old was bored and getting vexed. With Dad, there's one more lesson one is always doomed to learn, and little did I know that I was next. For when at last he opened up the gate to let us through, I drifted off into a sort of trance, intent on getting into Mom's hot cornbread and beef stew. I headed home without a backwards glance. An icy voice cracked icy air, which stopped both horse and heart. The tone he used was one I'd come to dread. The dialogue which then ensued was quiet on my part. The mighty revolution now was dead. I only thought that I'd been cold until his angry stare went through me like ice water through a sieve, but flush of shame soon warmed me, as he then made me aware of a law I'd broken by which cowboys live. Now, boy, I know it's cold out here, but that's the way things are, and we can't always pick our circumstance. I told you when you chose to come that we'd be riding far, and it's too late to bow out of the dance. Now, discomfort doesn't give a man the right to leave a friend. It's when it's tough is when you need to stick. He needs to know that when you start, you'll be there in the end. That trust should be like mortar on a brick. Boy, you could have caused a wreck back there by leaving me behind. That's darn poor manners in the cowboy clan. This colt was trying to go with you, which put me in a bind, 'cause it's hard to mount a pony that won't stand. He stood and let his point stick home, then turned and mounted up, and then he said, "Let's don't do that again. I hope your ma's got coffee on, 'cause I could use a cup." The stars were shining bright when we got in.
Man, that's a great piece of writing.
Yeah.
That is a great piece of poetry. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Larry McWhorter was light years ahead of his time.
Yeah.
It's too bad he had to leave so early.
Yeah, he is definitely in a category
man.
Of his own.
And his poetry is put right in there with all the classics.
Well, he knows.
Well, he knows wherever he writes.
He's lived it.
He did.
Yes.
You bet. All right.
I need a wider gate.
You need a wider gate.
Yes.
All of us need a wider gate.
Well, how often have we tried to go through the gate with the mowing bar down?
Dad,
I don't want to lift that thing up. It's heavy.
Dadnabbit, I can make it.
I can do this,
right? Yeah. Famous last words before repairs are done.
Hold my beer. Watch
this. I can do this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yes.
I always go back to the... and I've told this story many times on Cal Radio, and I apologize. And when me and the vet went out to the Pocatello Zoo, and we had to sedate the black bear.
Yeah.
Got him.
That gate was not wide enough.
No, I'm telling you what, got him sedated for a little while when he started to wake up. Well, and then me and the vet are, you know, and he was older than I was, right? So he made it to the gate first. He saw what was happening.
He knew what was
right.
happening.
Right. And if I remember right, he kind of pushed me. I think
you're on your own.
I think he pushed off on me and pushed himself toward the gate.
Foul!
And we're both trying to get out of this cage door. At the same time as and we were safe because the black bear was so groggy.
He didn't know where he was.
Yeah, even though he huffed and his eyes opened and everything.
Still,
that is an eerie sensation.
Yeah, I can only imagine
when you see a bear, you're holding on to a bear. And you see its eyes open, and he huffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you're holding his mouth
open. You're holding his jaw open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you hear the jaw slam shut. Yeah. That's an eerie feeling. And we're, you know, it's like the old joke. You know, if I'd have had a .22, I'd have shot him in the kneecap.
Exactly.
You know, so I could have got out.
I could got away.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I got to do is outrun you.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the idea behind sneakers. Right?
That's right.
Right. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have. Well, and that's how you do it. You know, you pack a .22.
Exactly.
Shoot your buddy in the kneecap before you take off.
You're on your own.
Oh, that's terrible. All right.
Skin that one, Pilgrim. I'll go get another.
I'm right behind you. All right. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah. Ken Overcast's riding along with us. Great old song. This is The Blizzard.
There's a blizzard coming on. How I'm wishing I was home. For my pony's lame and he can't hardly stand. Listen to that norther sigh. If we don't get home, we'll die. It's only 7 miles to Mary Ann. But it's only 7 miles to Mary Ann. You can bet we're on her mind, for it's nearly supper time. And I'll bet that there's hot biscuits in the pan. Lord, my hands feel like they're froze, and there's a numbness in my toes. But it's only 5 more miles to Mary Ann. It's only 5 more miles to Mary Ann. That wind's howling and it seems mighty like a woman screams. We best be moving faster if we can. just think about that barn with that hay so soft and warm. For it's only 3 more miles to Mary Ann. It's only 3 more miles to Mary Ann. Dan, get up, you ornery cuss. You're gonna be the death of us. Oh, I'm so weary, but I'll help you if I can. All right, Dan, maybe it's best we'll stop a while and rest. For it's still 100 yards to Mary Ann. It's still 100 yards to Mary Ann. Late that night, the storm was gone, and they found him there at dawn. He'd have made it, but he just couldn't leave old Dan. Yeah, they found him there on the plains with his hands froze to the reins. He was just 100 yards from Mary Ann. He was just 100 yards from Mary Ann.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
come on,
always,
man.
Always more stories, though. I got to thinking of Elizabeth Ebert's great poem. She, Elizabeth Ebert was a great ranch lady from North Dakota.
That's right. The matriarch, yes.
South Dakota. Anyway.
Yeah.
The Dakotas.
The Dakotas.
The Dakotas, yeah. She wrote a poem about tight gates,
mm-hmm,
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just used to tick her off. You know, her husband would build these tight gates, and she could never get them opened. And if she ever did get them open, she couldn't get them closed,
right?
Well, she wrote a poem about trying to close one of his tight-stretched gates,
mm-hmm,
all right? And it didn't have a cheater bar on it.
Right.
And you know what you do.
Right.
You put a shoulder into it.
Right.
You reach around with your arms, and you grab the corner post, and you pull, right? And then you pull the wire down onto the gate post, right?
I'm remembering the poem.
You remember the poem now.
I remember the poem.
Well, she happened to get an appendage in between the wire and the gate,
right?
Post,
mm-hmm,
yeah, an appendage that only ladies have, yeah, or big guys like us,
or biggins,
yeah, us. Anyway,
I feel your pain.
She got that pinched in between, and
ow.
Can you imagine the pain?
Yes.
Yes, I can imagine the pain, because I've got little bits of skin in between.
Absolutely.
As well, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then the other story is R.W. Hampton.
Yeah.
They all are out. They're riding up to gates. There's one guy that always arrives last because he doesn't want to get off and open the gate.
Right.
Right.
They're all sitting there.
So they all decide they're going to wait for him.
That's right.
Yeah. And when this guy finally got up to the gate, somebody gigged R.W.'s horse underneath the tail.
Uh-huh.
His horse bucked through the gate, broke through it. And the old boy who arrived last says, "Well, dang, R.W., I was going to get the gate.
I was going to get
that."
Right. sure you were. All
right, yeah. Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next
week.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, a great listener dropped off the Rancher's Code for the 21st Century.
This ought to be interesting.
You bet. So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Well, she has a wider gait.
She does.
She does.